93.5, 95.3, the new Connect. FM Lante, Jeremy Warner.
We're bickering.
We had such a great show going. You know what?
Yeah.
We hadn't seen each other since, what, Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
And here we were getting along swell. And right. Then I had to send you a text message from St. Louis on Friday night. And it made you mad, and it made my brother mad. And now everybody's mad at me. And let's see if Scott Warman from KMOX is going to be mad at me. Scott, how are you doing?
I'm great.
So here's the text that I send to Jeremy, not verbatim. It was after after Pujols drew a walk, and Matt Holliday popped a, he's got the text.
No, I'm bringing it up. Just keep talking.
Okay. So Holliday pops one up on the first pitch, I believe. And then I think Rasmus struck out, and then John Jay grounded out or something. The Cardinals lose. So here's the text.
Here's the text verbatim. Don't care who refutes this. Matt Holliday is not a clutch guy, has never been with the Cardinals. For $16 million, I want a guy that can deliver in the clutch. And, Scott, what I'm telling him is any other team would want Matt Holliday. He wins more games than he loses. And I think clutch is overrated when you talk about sports. I know there's some guys that do like the limelight a little bigger, but I think especially in baseball when you talk about hitters, it all evens out. What do you think about clutch in baseball?
Well, I'm trying to think of a player who you would choose over Matt Holliday that would be a power hitter that's more clutch than Holliday.
And that's a good point.
And I think he's comparing him to Albert Pujols, and that's where I think this all goes
wrong.
Yeah,
you're right.
No, you know, he probably is, but I mean, let's be honest. I know Albert was clutch on Saturday, but for all intents and purposes, other than that weekend at home against Chicago, has Albert really been clutch this year?
Yeah, he hasn't this year. I agree with that.
I think he's kind of shown a human side this year. I'm just trying to. I'm trying to figure out. You may go Cabrera maybe over in the American League. I'm just trying to think of names of guys, and I'm sure I'm forgetting a couple of names right off the top of my head. Some may say maybe a guy like Ryan Howard. I don't know.
Right.
He's won a ring. But I don't think there's too many guys. I'll say this for Matt Holliday. I don't think people thought, well, let's go back. First 2 months, Matt Holliday, after he signs his contract with the Cardinals, was brutal.
Yeah, he was
last
terrible.
Last year.
Yep.
Oh, he was awful. After that, he may have been the best player in the National League.
Good point.
I think he's been, when healthy, and let's face it, he was playing, you know, with some ailments, besides an appendectomy in the opener, but he was also ailing for a while there before they put him on the DL. He comes back and he starts hitting the ball again. And he's starting in left field for the National League starting tomorrow now. I think the doubters of Matt Holliday, because they thought he had amped up his numbers because he was playing in the Mile High City, I think he's quieted the doubters because of what he's been able to do here in St. Louis, because I think we're starting to figure out that this is more of a pitcher's ballpark than a hitter's ballpark
right.
here in downtown St. Louis. So you're right, Lon, I probably have to side against you. On
this and I really wish I one of these days I'm going to get over it. All right, Jeremy.
One of these days,
I will get over the fact that he makes $60 million and he has 10 home runs or 11.
Well,
did I throw that in there? Oh.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. You nailed it. You, in your statement, you just nailed it. Because he makes that type of money,
right.
you expect him to be clutch every
right.
time. That's why while people are upset, we had this conversation on KMOX, Mike Claiborne and I did the other day, or last week, actually. People aren't as upset about Colby Rasmus because he's only making $443,000.
Exactly.
Now, if Colby Rasmus was making $16 million, people would be ready to run out on the field and kill the guy. I think I'm exaggerating on it. Please
well, right.
don't take me serious on that, please. But, I mean, people would be just absolutely irate. But since he's only making $443,000, well, we're not happy, but, you know, it's $443,000. I would take the $443,000. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Scott Warman, KMOX, speaking of Colby Rasmus, just a long, long drought here for him. What is he in his head right now? I know he's talking to his dad. He's trying to get advice from other places. Is he just too far into his head right now for a young player?
Well, you know, it's funny. We talked about this after the game yesterday afternoon, and Dan McLaughlin, the TV voice of the Cardinals, joined me following the game. And Danny actually had a long conversation before Saturday's game with Colby, and he sat down and was just trying to, you know, figure out what was going on. And Dan told us all on the air yesterday that Colby just told him it was all upstairs. He said, wow. You know, I feel like defensively I'm doing better because I'm throwing the ball better. And Dan said, I followed up and asked him, why do you think that is? And he goes, because I'm not thinking about it. He goes, are you thinking too much of the plate? He goes, yep, I'm thinking too much of the plate. I'm thinking about other things, not other things, but not, you know, I'm thinking too much when I'm out on the field, hence all the misplays. And he goes, I need to just relax and just play. Hmm. And I know it was kind of interesting that Dan's comments yesterday following game.
Scott, you said something earlier this year, and I thought it was a really great response, and it made me think back to that day with the Darryl Kyle situation. But I had asked you, is this the best job Tony La Russa has done managing? And you quickly said it's probably his second best due to the fact of the Darryl Kyle situation back in 2002. Do you still think that, though, the fact that he's got this team in first place at the break with all these injuries and without your stud like Wayne right now for the rest of the year still?
Yeah, there's no doubt it's the second best. In fact, I think it was yesterday's column by Bernie Miklas, the great columnist here in St. Louis, pretty much wrote the same thing, that, you know, this is an amazing job that he has done, Tony has done in his, 16th season, I guess, here in St. Louis. But you just can't bypass what happened in 2002 when you keep a team together like that. Now, granted, and I didn't make this statement when I was on with you guys when we were talking about it, I failed to mention, and I actually bypassed me when Walt Jocketty went out right at the trade deadline, gets a guy like Chuck Finley and Scott Rowland that year, and that obviously helped the team.
Well, sure.
Make it and advance it to the NLCS. But with that being said, he still kept that team together, which I think is just an amazing feat when you go through a horrific situation like that. And, you know, but next to that, there's no doubt. Well, what has happened this year? This team, through what we have, 92 games the Cardinals have played already heading into the All-Star break, they have had 38 different players on the roster. Think
wow.
about that. 38. You have normally a 40-man roster. You have had 38 different names go through your roster in just 92 games. You still have, 70 left? That's amazing to me, especially some of these guys that have come in, like Tony Cruz, who's now staying with the team because he's been so impressive. And then he plays right field and makes a great catch yesterday. Yeah. He hadn't played right field since high school. I mean, Tony is hitting all the right buttons, and it just seems to be right now as it stands, it seems to be like they're on pace to do something special. How special will it be? Who's to know? Hopefully, the biggest thing, and I wrote about this on our, we have to do columns on KMOX.com. I said, look, as long as this team stays healthy, and maybe they can add a little bit of help in the bullpen, I don't see why they cannot win the National League Central, because Milwaukee, Cincinnati, and yes, we have to throw Pittsburgh in there, they were given every opportunity to put the Cards out of their misery in the first half because of all of the injuries, and they couldn't do it. Right now, the Cardinals are tied for first, and now they're starting to get healthy.
Talking Cardinals baseball with Scott Warman from KMOX. And, Scott, I was going to ask you, do you think this team, as it's currently constituted, will win the AL or the NL Central, do you think they need to add something else? And what do you think that is?
Well, you know, this team is flawed, and I don't think you could get enough. You'd have to get so much because of all the flaws that this team has. But the one thing that Tony has built into his program here in St. Louis for 16 years is the motto, you play a hard nine.
Right.
Well, this team plays a hard nine. Just look at last Wednesday when they came back from the 8-0 deficit.
Yeah.
Just look at Saturday's win when they come back and they defeat the Arizona Diamondbacks. That's exactly what Tony has implemented into his teams year in and year out. These guys are gritty. They have character. They're resilient. And, again, they're flawed, but that's what you have to love about this baseball team. They will never say die. Sure, you could probably go out and maybe get another starter. Definitely need somebody in the bullpen, maybe preferably somebody on the left side. He obviously has no confidence on the left side of his bullpen at all. Shortstop, you guys, we've all talked about the shortstop situation.
Sure.
And defensively. I mean, you could go a various – different ways. You know, you go leadoff hitter. Who's to say that, you know, Terrio's the prototypical leadoff hitter? Because he really isn't. But, you know, what I've been assured this. I know the Cardinals general manager, John Mozeliak, is really out making phone calls, trying to see if he can, you know, fill some of those slots, fill some of those holes that this baseball team has. And I know last week, Mo had said that, you know, the primary target for this baseball team right now as they move forward and trying to acquire someone is trying to shore up the eighth inning relief situation. That's where that middle relief right at the eighth inning, right before you bring in Fernando Salas.
Sure.
That's the one area that they really would like to solidify. And who knows, Lance Lynn, guys, has been absolutely fantastic since being recalled and been put in that middle relief situation, and he did it again yesterday.
Visiting with Scott Warman from KMOX, also the Cardinals broadcast team here on the Tay and Jay Show. You bring up a good point with Lance Lynn. Do you ever see a spot coming up here where maybe he goes into the rotation and somebody like a, you know, I guess the only guy you could do that was McClellan, but you can't really punish him by sending him down because he's been so good, right?
Well, I mean, he struggled a little bit. I mean, he had one, I think his second to last start or his last start, I can't remember. He actually had a pretty good start, but he's kind of come back to earth, so to speak, after having a strong first month and a half, 2 months of the season as a starter for this club. I guess, you know, McClellan is an option, and I know that John Mozeliak, the Cardinals general manager, again, has mentioned that that has been a topic of conversation of putting McClellan back in the bullpen, but I know Tony is pretty headstrong and saying, hey, you know, we've moved this guy, we've conditioned him to be a starter, we don't want to, you know, move him away unless it's absolutely positively necessary. But I know that Lance Lynn, guys, is considered as a possibility in that starting rotation come next year for the team. Tony La Russa has mentioned that on a couple of different occasions, even before this middle relief inning stint that Lynn has had so much success in the last couple of weeks or so.
All right, I'm going to throw out four names, and I don't even know if I know how to say them right. Miguel Montero, David Robertson, Alexei Agando, and Ricky Romero. Those are all stars.
Oh, man, what an all-star game.
Those are all-star guys. You know, and I've heard, I know Ricky Romero, and I don't know that I've ever heard of Alexei Agando. No, I'm kidding. I mean, really, is this what is happening to the all-star game?
I'm telling you, it's a great question, Lon. I have no idea, but I know I was reading some tweets from Buster Olney, who was pretty upset about, you know, hey, what's going on here? If these guys don't want to make it to the All-Star game, then why even have them on an All-Star ballot? Why even consider them? And I agree with this wholeheartedly, and I'll take it a step further because I was talking to somebody in our sports office today about it. You know what? A lot of these guys in their contracts, they get a bonus if they are selected or elected into the All-Star game.
Right, right.
But if they're refusing to go, then I don't think they deserve that bonus.
That's a great point.
Like, for instance, Derek Jeter cannot play in the All-Star game? I mean, if there is any moment right now that Derek Jeter needs to be at the All-Star game, it's after his incredible accomplishment that he just accomplished on Saturday.
But, Scott, he's
tired.
I mean,
it's just ridiculous. Now, if you're hurt or you can't play or, you know, you've got an injury, okay, I get it. Like, Polanco had been injured for the last three or four days, so that's why he backed out of the All-Star game. But CC Sabathia, who should have been in initially, he pitched yesterday, but he says, well, since I pitched on Sunday, I'm not going to go. Well, I've known guys in the past, correct me if I'm wrong, that have pitched on Sunday. Yeah, granted, they probably won't pitch in the All-Star game, but they found it as an honor to go to the All-Star game.
Agreed.
It's ludicrous, and they're making they've already made a mockery of the game by making it, as they say, this time it counts. I mean, that's just ludicrous that you have an exhibition game that pretty much factors in home field advantage for the World Series. That's just stupid. But now it's even becoming more ridiculous because these players are rejecting it left and right. I don't understand it. I really don't understand it.
Just have the Futures World game dictate who hosts the World Series. How about that? We'll do that.
Whatever would work.
Whatever would work.
What we've got going on right now, my man.
Scott Warman, Camo X, we always enjoy having you on. We can't thank you enough. And enjoy a couple days off.
I'm going to try, my boys. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks, buddy. Man. Thank you, Scott.
You got it.
All right, that is Scott Warman from KMOX, Cardinals broadcast team, always fun to visit with Scott. Interesting stuff that he says. And you know what? I'll tell you how I can tell this. When I've got a caller on, I have to monitor their level,
right,
their voice level, so they're not too high. I asked him about that All-Star thing, and it went just peaked. A lot of people are really frustrated with it.
And I know we haven't gotten into it today. We'll probably get into it tomorrow. But, yeah, I mean, come on. Derek Jeter, you're tired. Your mental fatigue. I mean, I understand that. You've been through this. I can't understand as I've never been a player. I've never been in that situation. You know, Roger Maris, when he was doing the home run chase, losing hair. I understand. Yes. He's got an intense pressure on him. But that's done now. Why don't you just go there, wave your hat. You don't have to play. Or even just play an inning. Play an inning, be out there. You know, if you're Derek Jeter, you've been struggling the past year and a half in baseball, and you're finally at the top of this peak.
Yeah, why not go gloat?
And you have all this going for you. Why not do this, get some good PR in the process, just go there, wave your hat, play an inning, and get it over with, and just appreciate it. It just seems like players don't appreciate it. Aramis Ramirez, a Cubs third baseman. You know, you look at the third baseman, Scott Rowland starting. Aramis Ramirez should be there right now, but he declined because he was going to see his family in the Dominican. And I understand you probably don't see them very much.
Right.
But come on, this is an All-Star game. How many times do you get the opportunity to go there?
And you only play for 12 years, and then you got the rest of your... If you've saved what you should save, you basically have the rest of your life to go do that kind of stuff. So, well, just a reminder, the Home Run Derby, you can hear it here, right here on 93.5, 95.3. 7 o'clock tonight from Arizona. Is it still called Bank One Ballpark or something?
I think it's Chase.
Oh, is it Chase? It's not the BOP anymore, but they still have the hot tub or the swimming pool in right field.
I believe so. Yeah.
Okay. And then we're going to, we'll also have the All-Star game tomorrow night. That starts at 6:30. We're back. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
The new Connect FM.